Hello. I am waiting for something and had a little bit of time, so I figured why not do this accent challenge that I keep running across. It is by Rilo, and she says she needs to find better things to do with her time. Sorry, she, I assume, or he. And there are some extra dirty words that have been added. All right. So the question that we will start with is, my username is Chirps a Lot. I sometimes am called Chirpy or Chirps. And, I thought of that because it's something that I'll teasingly call my cat, Kalia. She walks around my house chirping. So, where I'm from, that's interesting. I was born overseas from where I am now. And I've lived in upwards of 10 different places. But the longest that I've lived anywhere is just over 10 years. And that is where I live now, which is Texas. So let's say that I'm from there. Now I've been asked to pronounce the following words. And because I've lived in so many different places, sometimes I pronounce these words differently depending on where I am. So, aunt or ant, roof, route or root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans or Nolens, pecan or pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, which is not anything that I've gathered from a place, that's just, I like to say it that way, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum. I never know how to pronounce this, so I just always go back and forth, and I say GIF, GIF, I don't know, G-I-F, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. Now let's look at those dirty words. These come from Vray. Let's see here. Oh, here's the list. Ooh, all right. Cock, pussy, teasing little bastard, dick, penis, vagina, baby, fuck, fucking hell, spanking, clit, cunt, horny as fuck, fuck me harder, mistress, master, sir, miss, daddy, slut, cum slut, your fuck toy, cream pie, anal, fuck my ass. I fucking love your cock. Baby, I fucking love your pussy. Baby girl, beg, begging. Beg for my pussy. Beg for my cock. Please. Thank you. Fuck me. Dirty little whore. Get on your knees right fucking now, you dirty boy, you filthy girl, you're mine, my good boy, my good girl. Phew, tangles. Okay, back to the rest. Did I say that edition was by Vray? If I didn't, I'm saying it now. Let's see. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Either TPing or papering a house. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? A Coke? What do you call gym shoes? I call them tennis shoes. And the shoes that I'm wearing right now I call my chucks or my kicks. What do you call your grandparents? I call mine pretty unique names, so I'm not gonna say that. That might be personally identifying. Should anybody that knows me ever come across this? What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? Buggy. What's the thing you change the TV with? It's a remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Now this is the part I'm excited about. I've chosen The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Complete Works, and it's going to be kind of long, so if you don't have time, sorry, you can pause it. I'm not making you listen. The night in Islington was sweet and fragrant. There were, of course, no furlornis fire dragons about in the alley, but if any had chanced by, they might just as well have sloped off across the road for a pizza, for they were not going to be needed. Had an emergency cropped up while they were still in the middle of their pizza with extra anchovies, they could always have sent across a message to put dire straits on the stereo, which is now known to have much the same effect. No, said Fenchurch, not yet. Arthur put dire straits on the radio. Fenchurch pushed ajar the upstairs front door to let in a little more of the sweet, fragrant night air. They both sat on some of the furniture, made out of cushions, very close to the open bottle of champagne. No, said Fenchurch, not till you've found out what's wrong with me, which bit. But I suppose, she added, very, very, very quietly, that we may as well start with where your hand is now. Arthur said, so which way do I go? Down, said Fenchurch, on this occasion. He moved his hand. Down, she said, is in fact the other way. Oh, yes. Mark Knopfler has an extraordinary ability to make a Schecter custom Stratocaster hoot and sing like angels on a Saturday night, exhausted from being good all week and needing a stiff drink. Which is not strictly relevant at this point, since the record hasn't yet got to that bit, but there will be too much else going on when it does. And furthermore, the chronicler does not intend to sit here with a track list and a stopwatch, so it seems best to mention it now while things are still moving slowly. And so we come, said Arthur, to your knee. There is something terribly and tragically wrong with your left knee. My left knee, said Fenchurch, is absolutely fine. So it is. Did you know that... What? Ah, it's all right. I can tell you too. No, keep going. So it has to be something to do with your feet. She smiled in the dim light and wriggled her shoulders noncommittally against the cushions. Since there are cushions in the universe, on Scorn Sellish Beta, to be exact, two worlds in from the swampland of the mattresses that actively enjoy being wiggled against, particularly if it's non-committally, because of the syncopated way in which the shoulders move, it's a pity they weren't there. They weren't, but such is life. Arthur held her foot in his lap and looked it over carefully. All kinds of stuff about the way her dress fell away from her legs was making it difficult for him to think particularly clearly at this point. I have to admit, he said, that I really don't know what I'm looking for. You'll know when you find it, she said. Really, you will. There was a slight catch in her voice. It's not that one. Feeling increasingly puzzled, Arthur let her left foot down on the floor and moved himself round so he could take her right foot. She moved forward, put her arms round him, and kissed him. Because the record had got to that bitch, which, if you knew the record, you would know made it impossible not to do this. Then she gave him her right foot. He stroked it, ran his fingers around her ankle, under her toes, along her instep, could find nothing wrong with it. She watched him with great amusement, laughed, and shook her head. No, don't stop, she said, but it's not that one now. Arthur stopped and frowned at her left foot on the floor. Don't stop. He stroked her right foot, ran his fingers round her ankle, under her toes, along her instep, and said, You mean it's something to do with which leg I'm holding? She did another of the shrugs, which would have brought such joy into the life of a simple cushion from Scorn Shellis Beta. He frowned. "Pick me up," she said quietly. He let her right foot down on the floor and stood up. So did she. He picked her up in his arms, and they kissed again. This went on for a while. Then she said, "Now put me down again." Still puzzled, he did so. "Well?" She looked at him, almost challengingly. "So what's wrong with my feet?" she said. Arthur still did not know. He sat on the floor, then got down on his hands and knees to look at her feet, in situ, as it were, in their normal habitat. And as he looked closely, something odd struck him. He put his head right down to the ground and peered. There was a long pause. He sat back, heavily. "Yes," he said. "I see what's wrong with your feet. They don't touch the ground." So what do you think? Arthur looked up at her quickly and saw the deep apprehension making her eyes suddenly dark. She bit her lip and was trembling. "What are you..." she stammered. "Are you..." She shook the hair forward over her eyes that were filling with dark, fearful tears. He stood up quickly, put his arms round her, and gave her a single kiss. "Perhaps you can do what I can do," he said, and walked straight out of her upstairs front door. The record got to the good bit. Let's see. So that's the end of the passage of my favorite book. Do you think you have an accent? I don't. But the, pardon me, the people that I live near do. They think, they call it a Yankee accent. Which would mean that I was brought up in the Union States in the North, when that's really not true at all. And sometimes it's just easier to slip into the Southern accent, especially if I'm in a customer service situation or if I am trying to, for lack of a better word, get something out of one of the good old boys. It's, let's see if I can get into that mindset. It's easier for me to say, "Hattie, how you doing today?" "You know what? I'm blessed. Better than I deserve." "Mm-hmm. Y'all take care now. It's so good to see ya." It seems that people respond better when you put on that accent. It's really strange. Anyways, end the audio post by saying any three words you want. Oh, I've got some. Hang on. In the interest of time, though, I'll end it with... "Y'all take care."